Lots of Hawkeye 10 action on the golf course and on the tennis courts. In the Hawkeye 10 boys golf tournament, it was Creston winning the team title, a team total of 308, followed by Harlan with 315 in second. Atlantic was third with a total of 318. Denison was fourth with 332, and Shenandoah fifth with a total of 333. Glenwood, Kemper Catholic, Lewis Central, Clarinda, and Red Oak rounded out the team scoring. The top 12 finishers, the medalist was Ross Martins of Harlan with a round of 72. Parker Eller of Denison finished second with a round of 73. Kobe Rhodes of Glenwood was third with a round of 75. Sam Hartsock of Creston shot a 75 for fourth. Evan Schuler of Atlantic was fifth with a round of 77. Also, Christian Gromitas of Creston was sixth with a round of 77. Jake Olson of Atlantic finished seventh with a round of 77 as well. Kyle Summers was 8th from Creston, Hunter Sickles of Creston 9th, Jason Baker of Shenandoah 10th, Michael Sorfenden of Harlan was 11th, and Zach Stork of Atlantic finished 12th with a round of 80. Also for Atlantic, Kyle Nelson shot an 84, Sam Reno an 87, and Cooper Zablocki a 103. In the girls' Hawkeye 10 golf tournament yesterday, it was Kemper Catholic taking home the team crown with a low stroke total of 336. Atlantic finished second with a total of 350. Clarinda was third with 367. Also, Creston fourth with a 390 total, and Harlan fifth with 394. Shenandoah, Red Oak, Lewis Central, Denison, Schleswig, Glenwood, and St. Albert rounded out the rest of the field. Individually, Mara Moshing of Kemper Catholic was the medalist with a round of 77. Morgan Neighborhouse of Kemper Catholic was second with a round also of 77. Brooke Newell of Atlantic was third with a round of 82. Bailey Walter of Atlantic finished fourth with a round of 87. Also for Atlantic in that Hawkeye 10 tournament, Brooke Fletcher finished seventh with a round of 90, and Aaron Olson shot a 91, good for eighth place finish. Hawkeye 10 boys team tennis tournament took place yesterday as Kemper Catholic won that event with 26 points for victories, and Lewis Central was second with 23, Glenwood third with 18, Denison Schleswig fourth with 16, St. Albert was fifth with 14, followed by Shenandoah, Creston, Clarinda, Red Oak, Harlan, and Atlantic rounding out the field. In doubles play, it was Shenandoah squad finishing sixth to number one doubles. Also fifth was Denison Schleswig, fourth Clarinda, third a team from Glenwood, second was a team from Red Oak of Hayden Berry and Jordan Nelson, and the top doubles squad was Kemper Catholic's Mitchell Behrens and Robbie Steffes there, taking home that victory. In number two doubles, it was a team from Denison finishing sixth, Atlantic's Nick Podaisky and Kyle Kruger finished fifth, team from St. Albert was fourth, Glenwood's doubles number two squad was third. Lewis Central finished second there. Ryan Higginbotham and Brooke DeMarc there on that team. And the first team in the number two doubles was Kemper Catholic's Joe Moore and Brian Rickey. In number one singles play, it was Matt Earlbeck of Kemper Catholic finishing sixth. Nathan Fashty of Denison Schleswig was fifth. Travis Miller of St. Albert was fourth. Garrett Taylor of Creston third. Philip Meyer of Shenandoah second. And Caleb Schudeck of Lewis Central was the first place finisher there in the number one singles. In number two singles, St. Albert's Joe Fosh finished sixth. Creston's Chance Darrelson was fifth. Denison Schleswig's Matt Morin was fourth. Glenwood's Aaron Bertini was third. Kemper Catholic's Tyler Schroeder was second. And first in number two singles was Lewis Central's Weston Morgan. That's the Hawkeye 10 boys tennis tournament yesterday. Other sporting action yesterday in some normal matchups. In girls' golf, it was Ottoman over Underwood, 206 to 218 in a duel, as Susie Bylin was medalist of Ottoman, shooting a round of 40. Riverside and Logan Magnolia both had no team scores in their duel, but medalist was Ellen Johnson of Riverside, shooting a 40. Southwest Valley shot a 203 to outdistance Southwest Iowa and Cam in a triangular, as Southwest Iowa had a 233. A stroke total. Cam did not have a team score. Medalist was Kelsey Kinman of Southwest Valley, shooting a 46. In boys golf, it was Southwest Valley shooting a 172, better than Cam with a 195, and Southwest Iowa also with a 195. Medalist in that triangular was Evan Baldwin of Southwest Valley with a round of 40. Also, Riverside was a winner over Logan Magnolia, 151 to 201. Medalist there was Eric Rock of Riverside, shooting a round of 34. In girls' tennis, Glenwood was a winner over Thomas Jefferson, 7-2. In girls soccer, Riverside over Missouri Valley by a score of 5-4. Also, it was Atlantic picking up a victory last night, 1-0 over Creston, as the Trojans get a victory there. Lewis Central, a 3-1 winner over Glenwood. Thomas Jefferson beat St. Albert 1-0 in overtime. In boys soccer, Riverside an 8-0 winner over Missouri Valley, and Thomas Jefferson was a 3-2 winner over St. Albert. A game you heard here on KJN last night, pinch hitter Greg Garcia was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded and one out in the 12th inning, sending the St. Louis Cardinals over the Chicago Cubs 4-3 last night. Johnny Peralta led off the 12th with a single for his third hit. Justin Graham retired Matt Holliday on a pop-up, but walks to Alan Craig and Yadier Molina loaded the bases for Garcia. Seth Maness tossed a scoreless 12th for the win. Both teams used seven pitchers. Trailing 3-2 going into the ninth, Chicago rallied to tie it off of closer Trevor Rosenthal on Emilio Bonifacio's RBI single with two outs, but the Cardinals end up getting that victory. We'll have the Cardinals and the Cubs 4-2 again here tonight. 6:20 will be the pregame start time this evening with a 7:15 first pitch. Also in Major League Baseball, James Shields cooled down hot-hitting Colorado over seven sharp innings. Lorenzo Cain and Salvador Perez both homered, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Rockies 5-1 last night. The only run Shield allowed came on an RBI single by Justin Morneau in the fourth inning. Shields followed it up by retiring the final 10 batters he faced, striking out the side in the sixth inning and fanning Troy Tulowitzki for the 1,500th strikeout of his career. Another Major League Baseball action and interleague play was the Angels over Philadelphia 4-3. The Mets beat the Yankees in the Subway Series 12-7. In the American League, Detroit over Baltimore 4-1. Toronto beat Cleveland 5-4. Minnesota over Boston 8-6. It was Houston over Texas 8-0. Oakland was an 11-0 winner over the White Sox, and Tampa Bay over Seattle 2-1. In the National League, San Diego was a 2-1 winner over Cincinnati. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 5-2, Arizona 3-1 over Washington, the Dodgers beat up on Miami 7-1, and Atlanta shut out San Francisco 5-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball action on Tuesday, a couple of shutouts as the Storm Chasers of Omaha beat New Orleans 5-0, and Nashville shut out the I-Cubs 8-0. In the NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder are one win away from another berth in the Western Conference Finals. Meanwhile, the Washington Wizards are still alive in the NBA playoffs after dominating Game 5 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series against Indiana. In Oklahoma City, Russell Westbrook hit three free throws with 6.4 seconds left before Reggie Jackson Steele secured the Thunder's 105-104 comeback win over the LA Clippers. Game 6 is Thursday in Los Angeles. Marcin Gortat had 31 points, and John Wall added 27 as the Wizards blasted the Pacers 102-79. Gortat had 16 rebounds for Washington, which out-rebounded the Pacers 62-23. Indiana can still wrap up the series and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals with a victory Thursday in Washington or Sunday in Indianapolis. I'll have more sports after this.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we could still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In other sports from last night in the NHL playoffs, it was the New York Rangers advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals by storming back from a 3-1 deficit for the first time in the team's 88-year history. And the Chicago Blackhawks have moved on to the Western Conference Finals with another overtime victory. Henrik Lundqvist turned back 35 shots, and Brad Richards scored a game winner as the Rangers topped the Penguins 2-1 in Game 7 in Pittsburgh. Lundqvist stopped 102 of the 105 shots he faced over the final three games and set an NHL record with his fifth straight Game 7 victory. He allowed New York to win despite being outshot 36-20. The Rangers next will face the winner of Game 7 between the Boston Bruins and the visiting Montreal Canadiens tonight. The Hawks took out Minnesota in Game 6 as Patrick Kane scored 9:58 in overtime to end a 2-1 triumph over the Wild. Christopher Stieg put the Blackhawks ahead 1:58 in, but the game was extended following Eric Halla's goal early in the second period. Corey Crawford stopped 34 shots for the Blackhawks, who are 3-2 in overtime games this postseason. Chicago will play either Anaheim or L.A. in the conference finals. The Ducks have a 3-2 series lead heading into Game 6 of their series with the Kings. And former Iowa Hawkeye and New York Giants football player Tyler Sash was arrested Saturday after a brief pursuit in Oskaloosa. Officials say at around 1:27 a.m. Saturday, Sash fled on a motorized scooter after police in Oskaloosa attempted to make a traffic stop. During the chase, Sash dumped the scooter and fled on foot. Officers found him hiding behind a tree, but the complaint and an affidavit say Sash continued to run from police. The officers eventually deployed a stun gun against Sash in order to make him stop. After he was tased, Sash allegedly continued to resist arrest. Later, while in custody, Sash admitted to having 6 drinks within the period of an hour. He declined to take a breath test. Police charged him with public intoxication and interference with official acts. Early Tuesday afternoon, Sash pled not guilty to both charges and demanded a trial by jury, but no trial date has been set. Sash was a member of the Iowa Hawkeyes for 3 seasons from 2008 to 2010. He played for the New York Giants beginning in 2011 until he was cut from the team in August of 2013. That's a look at the latest of sports here on KJN. Sports is brought to you here this morning by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.